You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, Stats NZ released their findings for August 2024's employment indicators. The statistics show that younger New Zealanders between the ages of 15 and 30 are struggling to get into the job market as employers continuously choose those from older age demographics. I spoke to the Chief Executive and Principal Economist at Infometrics, Brad Olson, about these findings and why it is so difficult for young people to enter the job market here in Aotearoa. Recently, Stats NZ released their monthly employment indicators for August 2024. This employment indicator shows that compared to August 2023, young people are disproportionately being affected by a lack of filled jobs. By age group, 15 to 19-year-olds are down 12.8% compared to last year, with 20 to 24-year-olds being down 2.9% and 25 to 29-year-olds being down 3.6%. Why do you believe there is such a downward trend in young people accessing the job market?
At the moment, we are seeing that, of course, with fewer job opportunities out there and less economic activity overall, young people are often the last people into the jobs market and also the first people out. In an economic downturn like we're seeing at present, where there's fewer sales going around, businesses often don't need as many staff members as they did before. And often when they're making that difficult choice over who to keep, often it's young people who don't have as much experience or as many skills that are often the first people that are asked to go. It's very usual to see this in an economic downturn. We saw the same sorts of thing during the likes of the global financial crisis, but it is very, very concentrated on young people, and we know that about two-thirds of the increase in unemployment across New Zealand so far in 2024 has been exclusively for those under the age of 30.
Are there any barriers young people are facing when attempting to join the workforce?
One of the challenges at the moment is that there are so many people looking for work, and at the same time so fewer jobs being offered. In fact, we know the number of jobs available advertised out there in the market are sitting at about the same levels as they were back in 2013, so over a decade ago, at, you know, very low levels. But at the same time, there are sometimes three times as many people applying for each job out on offer as there is in sort of more normal economic times. So there's a much greater level of competition, and certainly with more and more experienced people that are often losing their jobs, it means that young people are often competing against these more experienced people for a much more limited number of roles. One of the other challenges is that often the industries that young people get their first jobs in and start to get a foot in the door in terms of experience are also those seeing the biggest downturns. The likes of fewer jobs coming through in the likes of hospitality and retail are definitely hitting young people when they're trying to get part-time work, when they're trying to get sort of just that first job and step into the jobs market. Those opportunities becoming a lot harder to find these days.
Understandably, and you mentioned this before, older workers will tend to have more job experience in a given profession. In the same statistics, it showed that 35 to 39-year-olds had an increase of 4.6% and 40 to 44-year-olds had an increase of 3.4%. However, do you believe that there is an adequate amount of job opportunities for young people to get their foot in the door as a whole?
At the moment, it's incredibly difficult to be a young person trying to get your first job or continue on that sort of career pathway. And that's partly the reason why we expect that there are so many people heading overseas. Young people are always keen to travel, and they might well have moved up their expectations a bit earlier. At the moment, it's difficult to see that turning around anytime soon, and we're not expecting a huge number of additional jobs coming forward for young people. However, young people do still have some key important drivers behind them for longer-term work opportunities. And in particular, we see the importance over time for employers to think about the innovative thinking that young workers often bring to workplaces, particularly with an increasing level of digital activity, sales and marketing. Young people often have their finger tapped into the pulse much more of those sort of digital innovations, and so ensuring that they are available and that young people in the workplace are there and able to support that sort of innovation in the workplace is going to be important longer term. More importantly, even though there are short-term struggles at the moment to get young people into work, longer longer term, we know that the population across New Zealand is ageing. That means that as we head into the future, more and more people will be retiring, and there will be fewer and fewer people coming into the workforce to try and take up those spots. That means that trying to secure young talent and ensuring that they remain in the business and can take over business operations into the future will be important. And so although young people have a very difficult opportunity right here, right now, there are better long-term prospects.
Do you believe this economic downturn is something that inherently young New Zealanders are having to grapple with, or are we seeing similar findings overseas as well?
We're definitely seeing similar findings overseas as well. It's not just New Zealand's young people that are seeing or bearing the brunt of an economic downturn. It is most other countries. Generally speaking, in an economic downturn, young people do bear the brunt of those job losses. We've seen that overseas. We have seen it in previous economic downturns. And certainly, if we're talking to friends and contacts overseas, especially in the UK, the jobs market has gotten a lot more difficult to find roles in over there. Which of course is a popular destination for Kiwis to head over to do their OEs. So in general, this is not just a New Zealand problem. We are seeing these pressures on young people trying to find jobs across the world.
You briefly touched on this earlier, but we are also seeing large numbers of young New Zealanders moving overseas as well. According to Stats NZ, 131,200 people left the country in the year to June 2024, which is the highest number on record. Of those, 40% were between the ages of 18 to 30. Do you believe that these statistics correlate with young people struggling to access the job market here in New Zealand?
Yes, definitely. We're certainly seeing that as job opportunities dry up for young people in the New Zealand labour market, a lot more young people are thinking about moving overseas. We know that just above a normal level of people are heading over to the UK and to do their OE over there. But we know as well that a certain number of Kiwis are heading across the ditch to Australia to try and find jobs as well. At the moment, the Australian unemployment rate is lower than the New Zealand unemployment rate, which sort of seems to suggest there might be better job opportunities in Australia. Again, talking to people on the ground, that's not always as easy as it seems. People are still struggling to get jobs across the world as, you know, the economic downturn in many areas sees the unemployment rate increase. But what does seem to be happening is that young people who might have already been thinking about travelling at some point in the next 5 years or so, they're sometimes moving up their travel plans if they lose their job because it's clear they might not get a job as easily in New Zealand, and so they're thinking of going to do some travel for a year or two and then hopefully coming back to New Zealand perhaps when job opportunities start to recover.
And what do you think needs to change to allow more young people into the job market?
I think over time an area of greater focus, certainly for the government, could be better education and training opportunities, and certainly with a greater level of targeting as we go forward. Generally, during economic downturns, it's difficult to bring up the number of jobs particularly quickly, especially for young people. The economy is going through a downturn and you can't sort of flick a switch and just see activity turn overnight. What we often do see, though, in economic downturns is more people that do start to retrain, look to upgrade their skills so that they have wider opportunities when they go back into the labour market. Trying to support that through greater education and training opportunities from a government point of view could well set New Zealand up not only for better employment outcomes for young people, but for better jobs overall for those young people as they go through their lives, which means higher pay and higher living standards, and for the economy, higher productivity. So some sort of tangential, indirect things that could happen right now to support us with longer-term prosperity.
That was Chief Executive and Principal Economist at Infometrics, Brad Olson, about the latest employment indicators showing younger people are struggling to join the job market and what this means for rangatahi in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.